We're about to start our second Masechta, Maseches Peah. And I thought to give this separate introductory recording because Peah really begins the second part of Seder Zeraim. It's entirely different than what we've been learning up until now. Up until now we did Brachos. Brachos is about Shema and Tefillah and Brachos themselves, right? Peah really begins the second part, which deals with halachos of agriculture. That's what Zeraim is, right? Zeraim, things that are grown. We're talking about agriculture. Some of those laws have to do with dedicating a part of our harvest, a part of our crop, a part of our field to others. Sometimes it's those who are in need, people who are poor, people who don't have the same advantages as perhaps someone who owns a field might have. And it might have to do also with giving to the Kohen and giving to the Levi and different parts of our field that are used for different things, such as bringing it to Yerushalayim with Maaser Sheni. There's a lot here. We're going to learn over the next bunch of months all of the different halachas of agriculture. And it doesn't only have to do with parts of our agriculture that we, parts of our produce that we dedicate to others. It's also how we plant, kilayim, right? Certain things can be planted in certain ways. It's how we deal with kedusha of certain, with the holiness of some of our crops and agriculture, like in the Shemitah year, in the sabbatical year, which we're actually in right now. All right, so they're going to be mesechtas devoted to each one of these different areas of agricultural halacha. I thought it was important to really give its own introduction just to make something very clear to us. And that's number one, this may not always feel quite as relevant as many elements of Brachos did. Brachos dealt with Brachos, with blessings, it dealt with Kriya Shema, it dealt with Tefillah, things that, not always, but were much more easily relatable because we do those things. We say Brachos, we daven, we say Kriya Shema. And in many ways, there are lessons that were very easily drawn out of the Mishnayos and Brachos. Sometimes that'll be true for many of the Mishnayos that are that we're going to learn in Zeraim. But sometimes it might feel a little bit harder because we are not farmers and we are not as intimately familiar with how agriculture works. In those moments, I will do my best to share what's needed. I'll do my best to educate myself about the agricultural practices so that we can share what's needed in order to understand the Mishnayos. And sometimes the Mishnayos are going to feel very, very detailed, very technical because the truth is, that's what halacha is. Halacha is about creating meaning in every area of nuance in our lives, ways in which we can tap into our Kadosh Baruch Hu, ways in which we can connect with Hashem and bring more morality and values into the world. And often that lives in the details. So there are going to be many, many details that may feel technical throughout Mishnayos in general, but specifically throughout the second part of Zeraim. I'm going to do my very best to show and to bring out, to draw out that meaning, so even if it doesn't feel particularly relevant when we first read it, to make it a little more relevant to us. And sometimes the truth is, it may not feel that way. We might just learn the Mishnayos and we just might feel that, okay, I learned the halacha, I learned something that feels technical, and that's okay too. There's value in that sort of Talmud Torah also. There's value in reminding ourselves that halacha really does govern all the areas of our lives in hopefully a very beautiful and meaningful way. But sometimes it's just important to remember that that halacha is really in many ways inherently value. And Devar Hashem and tapping into the values of the Torah, even when we're getting involved in those small minutiae, is also really valuable. So I'm excited to take this journey with you. We're going to continue. We're going to start with Peah. Peah, again, is dealing with one of the matnos aniyim, one of the things that we give to those who are less fortunate than us in order to provide them with the produce that they need. And again, throughout the next bunch of months, we're going to deal with many different elements of agriculture. And it's my bracha to all of us that we can really take this on together and find meaning in it, either because the Mishnayos are inherently meaningful, either because we can draw out an important lesson or value from it, or because Talmud Torah is inherently valuable. So let's take this journey together. We'll start with Peah in the next recording.